The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. It is January 6th. At 3.02 p.m. if you're listening live, and probably 6.02 p.m. if you are listening to our rebroadcast here on KTQA LP 95.3 FM in Tacoma. The Daily Briefing is where you can get all of your updates and resources related to the pandemic. Remember that state-level updates and information can be found online about COVID-19 in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. If you got questions about coronavirus, about pandemic-related vaccines, about testing, anything, you can always call the state's coronavirus Q&A line. It's staffed 7 days a week. The number is 1-800-525-0127, and for interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and then say your language. You can also chat with someone to get your questions about COVID-19 and all those things that are related to it by texting the word coronavirus to 211-211. If you dial 211 from anywhere in Washington, you'll be connected to community resources and referral services through the United Way. And you can also visit wa211.org online. Among those resources available are helplines for those experiencing emotional distress or caring for those who are experiencing distress. The Washington Listens support line for getting referrals to behavioral health services or for just being a listening ear is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255 for English, or en español, el número es 888-628-9454. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor. All you got to do is text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741741. If you text the word FRONTLINE to 741741, you'll be connected with a crisis counselor trained to help frontline workers in the fight against COVID. Teens can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. And around the new year is a time when a lot of people decide that they would like to commit to changing certain kinds of behaviors. Anyone who is struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. Here on KTQA's Daily Briefing, we focus on our state and regional and local level information related to the pandemic. But today, on this Wednesday, January 6th, I cannot ignore that there are many distressing things happening at the federal level in our other Washington, across on the East Coast. And so that goes without saying, I suppose, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. There's a whole mix of very complex feelings that one might be feeling reacting to what's going on. But for our state-level information and updates related to the pandemic, Washington's Department of Health has revealed that they've revealed who qualifies now to receive COVID-19 vaccines in the next round of immunization called Phase 1B. Right now, Phase 1A group members who are eligible to receive vaccines right now include certain first responders, certain healthcare workers, and older residents of long-term care facilities. The group for Phase 1B of COVID-19 immunization is broken into four tiers. Tier 1 includes all people 70 years and older and people 50 years and older who live in multi-generational households. That means if you are 50 years and older and you have someone from an elder generation in there, then you are also will be part of Tier 1 in Phase 1B. Tier 2 is made up of high-risk critical workers, 50 years and older, who work in certain congregate settings. These include agriculture and food processing workers, grocery store employees, K-12 school staff, and child care providers, corrections, prisons, jails, or detention center facility staff, but not those incarcerated, public transit workers, firefighters, and law enforcement. Again, those folks in those groups that are over 50 years old are eligible for vaccination in Phase 1B, Tier 2. Phase 1B, Tier 3 is for people 16 years and older with two or more health conditions that put them at risk for COVID-19 complications. And Phase 1B, Tier 4 vaccination groups include high-risk individuals under age 50 who work, reside, or volunteer in congregate living settings like correctional facilities, group homes for people with disabilities, and those who live in shelters. Vaccination prioritization was determined in Washington State based on input gathered from focus groups, interviews, and surveys over the past few months, as well as with the input of federal guidelines. And the prioritization was solidified by the State Health Department and the governor. More information on vaccines is available at the Department of Health website, doh.wa.gov. You can also call your healthcare providers to see, and you can also use the Washington State Phase Finder to see which phase of vaccination you belong to. And of course, you can always call the coronavirus Q&A line, 1-800-525-0127 for Washington State, to get any of those vaccine-related questions answered. For our regional news today, well, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 210 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, but had not yet released figures for today as of airtime. So based on yesterday's information, the county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks has been 262. And with a 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County was sitting at 407 yesterday. Pardon me. And the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department board is actually holding a remote study session right now. It started at 3 p.m. You can watch online where closed captioning is available or listen by phone. If you would like to watch online, you can go to tpchd.org. That's Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. So tpchd.org/board of health. And if you'd like to listen via phone, you can call 253-215-8782 and enter the conference ID, which is 984-7588-1196. Again, if you would like to attend the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department Board of Health study session going on right now, which started at 3 p.m., you can call in by phone. That's 253-215-8782, and enter the conference ID 984-7588-1196. Or you can watch online by going to tpchd.org/board of health. Speaking of Board of Health, there's lots of COVID-19 testing sites, including those offered by our health departments. Our King County listeners can go to kingcounty.gov to check for testing locations near you. And for Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tpchd.org/COVID test. Our remaining tests for this week include Thursday, January 7th. The Health Department will be out at 6th Avenue Apartments located at 2302 6th Ave in Tacoma, as well as at Charles Wright Academy down near University Place and at the State Emission Inspection Station in Lakewood. And on Friday, January 8th, they'll be offering COVID-19 tests for free at the Bay Terrace Apartments at 2550 South G Street and at the State Emission Inspection Station in Lakewood. And on Saturday, January 9th, they'll yet again be at the State Emission Inspection Station in Lakewood, as well as at Tacoma Metro Park's Vassalt Park, at Fort Steilacoom Park, and all the way out in Eatonville at Eatonville Middle School. For those health department tests, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free and open to anyone. Most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but do check tpchd.org for specifics. If you're going to the state emission inspection station down in Lakewood, those are the ones with later hours. Results are available within 3 to 7 days if you get your tests done through the Tecoma Pierce County Health Department. And if you feel like 7 days is a long wait to get your test results, remember that if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, or if you're getting tested because you came into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19, you are meant to quarantine for at least that long. When you go get a test, they'll give you information about how long you should quarantine, what kind of behaviors you should engage in or avoid. And you can always go to cdc.gov to get that information about how long and what you need to do, what kind of activities and behaviors and contact you need to refrain from. Well, you've been listening to the Daily Briefing here on KTQA. I'm always pleased to be joining you at 3 p.m. live Monday through Friday. You can catch our replays here on 95.3 FM at 6 p.m. every day if you missed any part of the Daily Briefing. You can also go to our website, daily.ktqa.org. And if you aren't on our email list yet, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know that you'd like to be included. We've got some planning events and virtual meetings coming up in the next couple weeks. Remember, you can always dial 311 for the City of Tecoma, 211 for Community Resources and Referral Services, and our phone number here where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. Stay safe, mask up, wash your hands. I will talk to you tomorrow with another KTQA Daily Briefing.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tecoma.